Thank you, Roz Larman. This is Folk Scene. I'm Howard Larman with Peter Cutler and Stephen Barker at the controls, live from Studio A. Our guests are Peter Case and friends.
Kansas City is the first snow of the year began to fall. She's at a Westport party drunk and leaning against the wall. Skipping Wolf comes stomping in, someone has a plan. Baseball goes to fetch his clothes and go to lend a hand. We leave KC at midnight, heading north on the interstate. Snow is falling hard and fast, we're glad to get away. Five kids in a beat-up car, kicking up their heels. Heading out into the dark beneath the spell. Pitch black road, we're feeling quite upset. The snow is falling harder now, we're scared as we can get. Cause the black car that's been chasing us has rolled its window down. And when I see the shotgun there, I know a graveyard. We can go and waiting for the place. Skippy jams down on the brakes, the demon car blows past. We pull off on the roadside, everybody pulls their knives. The black car keeps on going, and I guess so do our lives. We get to Minnesota, spend the winter in Monaco. Small time criminals just like the ones at home. Watching through the window for what the night reveals. Waiting for the spring to come beneath the spell of wheels. Beneath the spell of wheels.
our guests live from Studio A are Peter, Casey, and friends. And Peter, why don't you introduce your friends to the radio audience?
Okay, I will. All right, my right over here, and stereo mix is Greg Leash, playing lap steel guitar right now. My old friend Tony Marcica playing bass, sitting right across me over here. Andrew Williams is the producer of the record Full Service No Wedding. We're playing songs from that record right now. Andrew's here, playing harmonium and guitar and singing. And Don Heffington's behind me playing the... Right now he's playing the Buran. I think that's how you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. The guy told me it's like Duran. Buran. And Don plays a lot of other things. He'll be playing some jaw harp tonight. And then Sandy Sheila's over here. Sandy's the drummer on the album. And Sandy's from... he was born in France, grew up in Egypt, and lives in Studio City. And he's playing drums.
The Peter Case International Band.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Congratulations on your new album. It's
thank
a wonderful
you.
Album.
Oh, thank you.
It's your third one for Vanguard.
Yeah.
And I might mention for the radio audience, it's called Full Service, No Waiting. And as you make records, does it get easier to make records?
Well, in certain ways it does. I'm fortunate enough to know all these musicians, and everybody seems to really... pull together to make the records, but when it actually gets down, right down to making the record, something that really helps me is I like to get down on the floor on my hands and knees and just sort of beat my head off the floor at certain points. And that seems to really help loosen up ideas and vocals and all sorts of things. It comes to that at certain points every time you make them. Right, Sandy?
On harmonium is Andrew Williams, who produced the Peter Case record. And I won't ask you for any inside stories about that, but it is a wonderful record. I say, in all honesty, I could listen to it. How about another song?
All right. Here's another one off that record. And this is called On the Way Downtown. I wrote this with my son, actually. We were on the road together, and he was my road manager for a while. And this is about a visit back to the town where I grew up. Wash my face, comb my hair, left this place. Felt the shiver in my chest when I hit the door. The promise of something here worth living for. I had a fight with a woman that had my kids. Can't get along with anyone, what if I did? I'm going back to the corner where we used to meet, when our dreams were young and the nights were sweet. I'm going out tonight, going way downtown, where my friends who died still hang. See what's shaking as the leaves turn brown. Season's been in and gone. There's another one coming on. And I'm on my way downtown. Well, it was 30 years ago in the setting sun. I was walking down Union Street. I started to run down into a cellar where the music screamed. I guess it hit me hotter than I ever dreamed. In the Palace Theater Hall later on that night, there were miracles in store but not a soul in sight. Payphone ringing didn't seem so strange. Anything could happen, everything could change. I'm going out tonight, way downtown, where my friends all that moonlight's going on the ground. The season's been and gone. All right, Don. We used to gather here, flirt and laugh. Now all my dreams are cut in half. The girls are smoking cigarettes, chewing gum. They just get scared when they see me come. Moved, sandstone slabs are worn and black in the first drops of rain. You can smell the earth and sky again. Hear the rattle from the leaves, the locust call. Underneath the elms by the schoolyard wall. Summer's over, the fields are tall. The season's been and gone. There's another one coming on. And I'm on my way downtown.
Our guests live from Studio A are Peter Case and friends. Peter, I first met you, I think, right at the end of the Plimsolls experience and
right
before you, just as you were starting your solo career. But prior to the Plimsolls, you'd been basically a street singer, right?
Yeah. I've always had these kind of two strains running through my music, and one of them, they're both kind of derived from my big sister, and with her record collection, she was 10 years older than me. She turned me on to Elvis and Chuck Berry and Link Wray, and she also, a few years later, came back from college with Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and stuff like that. And then from there, I got into these country blues singers and stuff, and at some point in there, I took off with my guitar and headed to the West Coast, started singing on the street, and mostly playing a lot of Reverend Gary Davis type things and country blues type things and Jimmy Reed type things and different kinds of blues and country oriented things. And I was singing on the street every day, really kind of trying to learn how to play. And it never occurred to me that you could have a career in music or anything like that. It never once occurred to me. I just wanted to play. I remember a guy sat me down one day and he said, "What are you going to do to make it?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" Because I didn't have any idea what he was talking about. Because I'm from Buffalo, New York, and you can't make records if you come from Buffalo, New York. Basically is what you feel like when you're from there. Mm-hmm. So I just sang on the street, and it was sort of a learning time, you know, how to play music, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, you get like, you know, I would just stand out in the corner and sing. And I did it for about 4 or 5 years.
Do I remember right that was mostly in San Francisco?
Yeah, it was in San Francisco, and then I'd take these forays kind of up and down the coast, and you know, Portland, and some. Mm-hmm. Actually, one time I played on the street down in Mexico, and that was kind of weird. And different trips. I played on the street in L.A., but that really, at the time, it didn't seem like a good place to play on the street. So San Francisco was sort of an accepted part of the city's color or something if you played on the street.
Our guests are Peter Case and friends, and Peter records for Vanguard Records. His last three records are all on Vanguard, and this record's getting great reviews as it certainly deserves, and is charting on the Gavin Americana chart, and
it's true.
Doing all kinds of good things. What song are you gonna do next?
We're gonna do a song off the album. This is called "Let Me Fall."
the cover. If I run into them now, let me fire. One ride clean up to Boston.
I'll be back in 3 to 10.
Lonely one just hanging round. Should they keep their eye on you, let me fire.
Our guests live from Studio A are Peter Case and friends, and Peter records for Vanguard Records, as I mentioned. Now, recently there was a reunion of the Plimsolls, right? The last couple of years.
But yeah, we got back together and again just to play for a while. Started out just sort of as a one-night thing and ended up going on for several years. And we're still playing now. It's sort of a side project for everybody in the band. The way I look at it, it doesn't really make sense to break a band up twice, you know what I mean? So it's together for good now. But we'll be back playing again later, I suppose, at some point. We have an album that came out all across Europe, but it hasn't come out here yet. Hmm. So I think it's going to be available here pretty quick.
Well, tell me about the original formation of the Plimsolls. How did that come about?
Well, it's funny. I was playing on the street, and I met this guy from a band called The Nerves. Mm-hmm. And he asked me how much I was making every day on the street, and I lied, and I said, oh, I'm making $50 a day. And he lied and said, well, I'll double that if you join the Nerves. And so I ended up coming down to L.A. with them. Really, it was just fun for me to play bass. I was learning how to play bass and be in this mm-hmm. band and all this stuff. It broke up after a year. The Plimsolls got together in a bar in El Monte, California, called The Place, which actually Don Heffington has quite an experience at, too. It's one of his formative colleges of music, The Place. The reason they called it The Place was because it was called something else, but the sign blew down in the storm, right, Don?
I believe so.
They never made it back up again. Everybody in El Monte just calls it The Place. Uh-huh. And basically in El Monte at that time, there was only two places to go. One was the bowling alley and the other was The Place. So The Place was filled with people who were 86 from the bowling alley and vice versa. And we played about five sets a night, 5 days a week there, backing up a country guitar player named Doc Hofstetter. And gradually the rock and roll was taking over and different things were happening. And the band started, we started out there and learned how to play together there.
Mm-hmm. Were the Plimsolls, by the time they got onto record, were they doing mostly your songs?
Yeah, I'd write songs with other guys, and a lot of them were collaborations. But yeah, they were mostly, I was the singer and the songwriter and... Mm-hmm. Different things, different people were writing. Mostly it was my songs. I didn't feel like I really had a handle on songwriting when I was in the Plimsolls, because if I ever wrote a song, I just felt like I'd been struck by lightning or something. I just felt so lucky that I'd written a song that I would take like a 7-month songwriting vacation after that. And so I didn't really ever really feel like I had a handle on it until I got solo and really got, I started writing a different kind of song that I seemed to be that seemed to flow out of me more, and it was sort of these story songs that are like more like what I do now. So I don't know what I'm trying to say, but what was the question? I guess I was the songwriter in the Plimsolls.
But I'll cover it. Yeah. What song you do next?
We're gonna do a song called Green Blanket. Harmonica off here, it's in my face. Alright. Green blanket.
Out on the street, it isn't so bad. Or all that it's cracked up to be. Some are half crazy, others plain stupid. Some there just want to be free. Some there just want to be free. You know I can't tell you, I promise the secret. Besides, you don't really care. But the place that I sleep, it's the size of a quarter. It's down near the top of the stairs. Where do you think that you're going with that? Your little girl's waiting, I'm sure. I'm numb and I'm cold and I'm soaking in. It's too late tonight for a miracle cure. And if this rain keeps on falling, it'll wash me away. Down through the gutter and out to the bay, where the red and the gold and the silverfish play. That's someplace where no one will find me. Someplace where no one will find me. Someplace where no one will tell me a lie. Block off the exit, lock up the sky. They get too close and I tell them goodbye. Before they tell me why. In a box, each sunrise was special to me. Heaven was running like gasoline on the water. I'd shiver and shake just to see. Watch them climb out of the cars up on blocks, green blankets and bags for junk. Not much was said, they just roll up their bed and head to the wharf to get on a drum. And the streets are still empty as the moment's so clear. It's cool, it's quiet, and the moment's so clear. And your face gives off light, but there's nobody near. There's someplace where no one will find me. Someplace where no one will find me. It isn't so bad. It's cracked up to be. Some are half crazy, others plain stupid. Some there just want to be free. Some there just want to be free.
Now, I noticed that's on your latest album, and it's called Part One. Does that mean there's a Part Two waiting for the next album?
Well, I hope not. But I figure Part Two is the part that could come next, you know. I got this theory about personal oblivion. I feel like, you know, everybody has this place that they don't ever want to go back to. You know, and mine's somewhere inside that song. And but, you know, the green blankets are what they give out to people for free, of course. You know, they used to, but I think that budget's been cut off. So there aren't going to be any more green blankets anymore. But I had about another 10 verses on it, none of which I'm going to sing right now. but there was a part one and a possible part two.
Were there any of the songs that you wrote and performed with the Plimsolls spill over into your solo career?
It doesn't happen much. It happened a couple of times with things that were sort of in between. I wasn't really sure if they were who they were right for. Usually it's kind of clear cut, because in my opinion, like, some of my songs are sort of like stories. Mm-hmm. And some of the Plimsoll songs are more like telegrams. You know, that's what I feel like. You know, it's like, they're more like kind of like real short, simple, you know, by the word kind of things, mm-hmm. you know. Help, stop, you know, kind of thing.
But it is a real challenge to tell the stories you tell in the context of a song, which
yeah.
is
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, brevity seems to be, you know, important in it. You know, I don't know. I try to cut them down as much as I can, you know, and get as much across as quick as you can. My idea of a good song is like one you could just walk into any bar in the country, you know, and pull out your guitar and just play for any bunch of people in the place, and they'd get it, you know, they'd get a feel, you know, they'd get a get what you're trying to get across, you know. You could just play for anybody. It doesn't need a huge production or this and that. And then all the rest of it can be, you know, is wonderful to have, you know, but for me, that's my criterion for a song.
Our guests are Peter Case and friends, and I'm going to take just a minute or two out here to tell everyone they're listening to KPFK Los Angeles. We're at 90.7 on your FM dial, where at 10 o'clock you can hear the California Artist Radio Theater. Tonight's production is Alice in Wonderland, featuring David Warner, Ann Rogers, and Louie Nye. Right at 10 p.m., right here at 90.7 FM. And at 11:30, it's Smoke Rings with John Brecco, L.A.'s premier jazz show, from 11:30 tonight till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. You are listening to Folk Scene for Sunday evening. We're heard every Sunday night from 7 to 10. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, we'll be joined by Steve Ferguson and Jennifer Warnes. That's at about 9 o'clock tonight, right here out of Studio A. As I said before, our guests are Peter Case and friends. What song are you going to do next?
Okay, this is called Honey Child. And pull this off.
Dog, let me by. When
again. Live from Springbrook in the middle of that.
Live from Studio A, our guests are Peter Case and friends. And no, you can't do it again.
No.
Listen, you just came back from London, right?
Yeah, I was just over in London and Paris. I went over there and played a gig at this place called The Borderline, and I went up and did this BBC show, sort of like this one. It's Ralph McTell's show called Folk on Two for the BBC, so the English equivalent. And then I went over to Paris where I did a radio show. I was doing a radio show there, and they just sent in this band that I'd never seen before in my life, who'd never heard of me or even cared, really. And they had their own record to promote, and we all just sort of played it once. And I don't know why I'm going on about that, but...
No, it's interesting how European radio approaches these kind of this kind of music, I know Ralph's doing that show, and I saw him a couple weeks ago in Memphis, and he's really happy about that show. He's enjoying the heck out of it.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's nice way to do it. And then I mean, it's great to go over there and play. I go over there and tour a bit, you know, and I love playing over there because. Especially I love playing in Ireland, and I just toured there in the winter, and it's a great place to go because people there really can listen to songs and really get the whole, you know, just a guy with a guitar for them actually is a form of entertainment, you know, the way it isn't in certain places in the world. They just really, you know, can home right in on it and get it, you know, and they're right there with you.
It's, I know for a songwriter it's ideal because they're really listening, but...
Yeah,
it's the difference between American audiences and
a little different. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of audiences that are, you know, into it here, but you know, over there it's just sort of like the national pastime or something.
Do you go over it as a solo?
Yeah, I go everywhere pretty much as a solo. I'd love to. This band here is actually going to play at Largo in Hollywood on the 12th. I'm playing their solo on the 5th, and then we're all going to be there the 12th to play at Club Largo on Fairfax. But usually I go out and do a solo. I go all over the world and just play alone, just with my guitar. I consider it, you know, I figure I'm a four-piece band, you know, guitar, voice, harmonica, and a stomping foot, you know, sort of make a lot of noise if I want to. So, but I do a solo everywhere.
We're going to have to get you a foot drum to play.
Get the what?
Foot drum.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that.
Our guest is Peter Case. How about another song?
I'm going to play a song here. I guess I'm going to play it alone. If any of you guys feel like jumping in, go ahead. I feel kind of weird with all these guys just sitting around looking at me while I play. I left my mother's house at 15 with the diamonds and a suit of clothes. Said to hit the first cop by riding where it goes. Ooh, it's good to go, you crooked mouth. I got to New York City where they look me up and down. At Knife Point off St. Mark's Place, I gave up the crown. Ooh, it's good to go, you crooked mouth. Crooked mile, who's gonna haul your load? Who's gonna come out in the dark, find you on that road? Out in California, I was spinning neat the blue sky. I fell hard off for a girl with raindrops in her eyes. Ooh, it's gonna go, you crooked mouth. Well, who's gonna hold your lily white hand? Who's gonna drive you south? Who's gonna be your morning love? Kiss you on the mouth. Ooh, it's gonna go, you crooked mouth. Mile. Who's gonna haul you load? Who's gonna come out in the dirt? Find you on that road? Oh, come on, yeah. my run was over, I got down on my knees. And I felt the touch of the Holy Ghost when I said, Jesus, please. Ooh, it's gonna go, you crooked mile. My way still runs crooked, but there's a highway up above. The only thing I found that counts in this world is love. Ooh, it's gonna go, you crooked mile. Who's gonna go, you crooked mile? Who's gonna haul you low? Who's gonna come out in the dark, find you on that road? Tell me who is gonna go your crooked mile. Gonna go your crooked mile. Ooh, it's gonna go your crooked mile. Ooh, it's gonna go your crooked
mile. Hey. That was Peter Case. In this case, joined by only one of his friends, Greg Leeson, who he can do it. He can do anything. Greg can.
See.
As I said, our guest is Peter Case. Tell me about how an album comes together for you. Did you?
Oh man.
Did they say? Did Vanguard say it's time to make another album? You sat down and wrote a whole bunch of new songs.
What? No, it was amazing how little anybody said about anything. Really, we all just kind of—I just kind of went home. It was it started out with when Diane, my wife, gave me this Smith Corona typewriter for my birthday. It was like something she found in a thrift store, and I just sat down on it. And for about a year straight, that's all I did was like sort of worked on these songs between doing everything else I had to do. All these songs started to come, and I liked this machine. It was like this, it had this great sound and feel to it, this mm-hmm. little typewriter. And I started writing these words, and when I wrote the words, I'd hear the music, and when I heard the music, I'd pick up my guitar that was right by the thing, and I'd start writing the songs. And I just sort of focused on that, and it didn't really have anything to do with... I didn't know if it was going to turn into a record. You never know when you start a record how it's going to come out, do you? Mm-hmm. And we had no idea, really. So I started working with my old friend Andrew, and it was in the wintertime, and it just started coming together slowly, you know. So, you know, I had no idea. At certain points, it seemed completely insane. Some of the songs were really long, and it was just all really kind of just emerged out of this big amorphous kind of mess of words and music. So, but and then we were sort of surprised that the whole thing came together at the end. You know, I was like, oh, my gosh, it really has come through. So, we were happily surprised because anything could have happened.
Did you start the record project with all these songs in place?
Yeah, we did. We really did. I was going over to the basic idea is I went over to Andy's and we just sort of hung out and whenever we could and just played and played the songs and sang them and they were all in, there was a lot of them in place. There was a few more and we just worked on it from there, you know. Mm-hmm. It all sort of started with the songs, and you know that was, and we did it real quick. You know, we figured at this point in my life, I sort of feel like all my like weakness is my strength is sort of what I think. You know, and like you know, on this record, like our limitations sort of became like a lot of our like we didn't have a lot of time or a lot of money, and so but we had all these great musicians, all these guys, and we had some songs. So what we did is we cut it really quickly. And that really worked for us. We didn't have time to rethink it a lot or anything. Mm-hmm. I hope it worked for us. It seemed like it did.
Are there songs lying around that you'd like to go back to that maybe you recorded years ago or maybe you just passed up the first time?
Did I want to come back and fix up or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still, there is actually. I have a bunch of songs that I really feel like I went by them too quick. You know, I think most songwriters feel like that. You still, like... You know, I mean, you hear about painters like, you know, was a Picasso would always like keep changing his masterpieces and stuff, you know. I mean, for me, not that I have masterpieces of that level. I'm just trying to look at the song and all of a sudden you see that it could be clearer. But it's very subjective, so you don't really know, you know, actually, it's just whatever you're thinking that day, I guess. I try to move forward, though, and not think about the old songs too much because they're all sort of fixed on record, right?
Yeah.
So once they get on a record, you're sort of stuck. Usually it's not such a, you know.
How about another song?
Here's one. Here's another one. You can play this one too, Greg. It's in C, right? We could. You might. Yeah. This is one Roz wanted to hear. This is off the album. It's called Still Playing. It's Still Playing is sort of a catchphrase that people say to me. It's sort of a thing that people say to musicians, you know. Are you still playing, man? Sometimes it's got a little bit of an edge to it, you know. And sometimes it's, you know. I was on my way to a gig up in San Francisco at the Great American Music Hall, and I took the BART to the downtown Market Street, and I got off and I was walking up to the Tenderloin, and there was a bunch of guys on the corner going, hey man, hey you, guitar boy, and all this kind of stuff, and I turned around and one guy looks at me and goes, you still playing? So then I wrote the song. Dirt capades, busking on the corner, the masquerade, walking around playing guitars in the rain, singing on the streets as they come and go, killing long hours when the crowds are slow, reaching for the high notes as the world runs down the drain. High summer, the streets are thronged at midnight, there's poetry and song, it's heaven sent, ringing out under the road. Up in SF, roaming the town, learning how to play and sing and make a sound on the harp as the fog rolls round the door. Still playing, judging every note I play. The only request I heard all night was, can you sing far, far away? Singing cocaine blues for an hour or two. Payday, baby, let me lay it on you. I'm stealing back to my good old used to be. Don't ever write your name on a jailhouse wall. I ain't gonna give you no more cherry ball. Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? That'll never happen no more. Still play. After everyone has gone, staying up and laying down, strawberry wrong, still playing that same sweet melody for 100 years or more, till everyone's gone free. High lonesome getting up in the bar, a broken hearted cowboy with a blue guitar, and he sings so quiet, did you come here to cry? Come on man, it's North Beach Saturday night, pulling down the sidewalks under the lights, singing of the joint or love gone by. And I'm up in this room with a J45, waiting on a wire, wondering how to survive. I got a strap, broken pen, and a broken pen. Older than I ever thought I'd be, I got more responsibility, and I know I'm bound to play again. Still playing, all the monkeys wearing crowns. Still playing, hand me down. Sing a cocaine blues for an hour or two. Payday, baby, let me lay it on you. Stealing back to my good old used to be. Don't ever write your name on a jailhouse wall. I ain't gonna give you no more cherry ball. Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? But that'll never happen no more. Still playing. Still playing. Yeah.
That same sweet melody for 100 years or more, till everyone's gone free. Still play.
Well, it's nice to have a group of friends like you have in here with you that just sort of pick up on your songs.
It sure is. It's fantastic. I'm really thankful. So we're going to be down at Largo. I'll say that one more time. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Plug that thing. We'll be at Largo on the 12th, playing down there. And I'll be there on the 5th as well, playing solo. Hmm. And all that kind of stuff. What was it? We're going to do another song or two.
We have time for two more.
A couple more songs with the band here. This was one called See-Through Eyes. This is about the first group of songwriters I actually knew when I was a kid, guys that were just hanging around. A lot of my favorite songwriters are people that no one's really heard of that much. They just sort of sang music for people in the area and in the neighborhood. Sort of like, you know, some of the best painters you'll see, some of them just hanging their stuff around their yard, you know, and it's sort of similar to that. These are some people I knew.
Just passing by, well, I decided to stay. Through the black nights and the hot times, yes, was always on the tip of our tongues. Praise was rising like smoke. Our flags were flying, we were constantly broke. We were young, and so were the jokes. We had nothing but time for trouble. River that roll, go between us and through eyes. Now what would I do for another pair of see-through eyes? And what could I give for another pair of see-through eyes? Summer was kind, we were having a ball. The music flowed, then we slowed to a crawl. Days when it rained, huddled inside, listening to lightning, then we'd go for a ride. Out in the countryside, where the wild woods bloom, river was falling, the air was perfume. This whole world explodes, I can't tell you why. It's got something to do with a couple of lies. We stopped a moment, last in a year. Next time I looked round, there was nobody near. Yeah, we all disappear now. It's been a long time since we took a chance to speak our hearts and minds for a while and start a surprise. Off our feet, the tide began to rise on a river that rolled. Go between our see-through eyes. What could I do for another pair of
This is KPFK Los Angeles, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio for all of Southern California. You're listening to Folk Scene for a Sunday evening. It's heard from 7 to 10. Our engineers are Peter Cutler and Stephen Barker, and our thanks to Canon Justice for his help. And our guest is Peter Case of Friends, and we have time for one more song.
All right, good. Got one more. I want to thank Roz and Howard for having us on the show tonight. And I want to thank Greg Lees, Tony Marsico, Andy Williams, Sandy Sheila, and Don Heffington for playing some music here.
Thank you.
This is called Until the Next Time.
Thank you all for stopping by, and once again, congratulations on the new album. Our guests have been Peter Case and Friends. I'm Howard Larman. You're listening to KPFK Los Angeles. At about 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Steve Ferguson and Jennifer Warnes. Next week, our in-person guest will be Peter Himmelman. We'll be washing Peters. Peter Himmelman, and then coming up, I don't remember the dates exactly, are Rosie Flores, the Austin Lounge Lizards, and in June, Dave Alvin. I'm Howard Larman. Here's Roz Larman.